Okay, this is Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. We are at the top line, two words into the page. Lishna Achrina, so we have another Lashon, another version of the discussion about Hezek Re'iyah in terms of how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Amrila, they say it like this. Savrua, we assume, my machitza plukta. What is the assumption when it comes to the word machitza in the Mishnah? When it says, Ashutfin Shiratu Lasos machitza, it means a division. They want to divide up the chatzar. Nothing to do with building a wall. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, Vatihi Mechatzas Ha'ida. And it was a portion or a division of the congregation, of the people. The cave on Deratsu, and once we say that they want to divide up the chatzar, bonen esakosel bal korchan, they then can be forced into building the wall. Alma, we see from that, Hezek Re'iyah, Shmei Hezek, that Hezek Re'iyah is considered a legitimate form of damage. And therefore, you can force either one of them, who doesn't want to build the wall, to avoid Hezek Re'iyah. So then the Gemara says, no, Ema, I might say, my machitza guda. No, rather the machitza means a wall. Meaning in the Mishnah, when it says they want to build a machitza, so it's referring to the fact that they want to build a wall, but that they had already divided up the chatzer prior to this discussion, and therefore you can't force someone to build a wall if he doesn't want to. And we're going to prove this from the following braisa, the Tanya Machitza Sakerem Shenifritza, the case of the wall or the fence that was blocking the vineyard from a wheat field, and it got a hole in it. Omer lo gedor. And tell him, okay, fix the hole, fix the fence. Nifritza, and then it gets broken again. Omer lo gedor, and you tell him again, fix it. Nisiyai shimen of lo gadra, if he eventually gives up hope and he does not fix it. Hareza kidesh, this has become kilaya kerem, and you have to burn anything that has become mixed together. V'chayev ba'achra yusa, and the bal hakerem has to pay back the owner of the wheat that got ruined because it became kilaya kerem. Vitaima deratsu, and the whole reason that you can force that they have to build the walls because they both wanted to build the wall. Holo ratsu, eimachayv enoso. But if they didn't want to build the wall, you can't force either party to build the wall. Alma hezek re'iyah lav shmei hezek, and this proves that hezek re'iyah is not a legitimate form of hezek. So that we just had the exact same machlokas, but written in reverse. What was the original havamina of the Gemara versus what was the second thought of the Gemara? So either way, it's the exact same machlokas whether or not hezek re'iyah is considered hezek. Ihaki, if so. So now we're just going to bring the rias. Bonin esakosel. Why does it say they build the wall? If the whole subject was building a wall, bonin oso miboile. It should have said we build it. So elamai. Rather, what is the pshat? What is the what? How should you learn the Mishnah? Plukta, that it's talking about dividing up the chatzar. So ihachi, if that is true, sheratzu lasos machitza, they wanted to build a machitza, sheratzu lachatzos miba'ile. It should have said they want to divide the chatzar. So the Gemara answers now, kida amri inshe, it's like people say, tov enavid plukta. Come and let's make a division. Meaning that was the way people spoke in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and therefore the Mishnah was using the colloquial language of the times, and you shouldn't be so medayik in that particular phrase. Now, new material over here. The e hezek re'iyah shmei hezek, and if you're going to say hezek re'iyah is considered a legitimate form of damage, my iria ratsu. Why does it say that they wanted to do it? Afilu lo ratsunami. Even if they did not want to build the wall or to divide up the chatzar, they should be able to force one another to do so. So in other words, if you're learning Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, and you're saying that the Mishnah is talking about two partners who wanted to divide up their chatzar, why do they have to want to do it? Why isn't it enough to just say that they're chayev to divide it up so that they don't have to constantly see each other? So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Seinu Kishein Ba Din Chalukah. So we saw this earlier in Rashi, and now the Gemara spells it out. Our Mishnah is when there is no official halacha that it should be divided up. Meaning, not each one is going to, it's not 8 square amos, and therefore each one is going to get less than 4 squared amos, because in the case where each one would get 4 squared amos, they are halachically mandated to divide it up if even one of the two partners wants to. v'hu sheratzu, and therefore it's a case where v'hu diratzu, that they wanted to divide it up. So my kamashmalan. So now what are you coming to teach me by saying that in a case where they both agreed to do it, they do it? Of course they both agreed to do it, and therefore they have to do it. The chileis bei din chaluka kiratzu pligi. So if you're telling me that the whole thing is that when there is no official halacha that you have to divide it up, they can still choose to divide it up. Tanina, we already learned this in a different Mishnah. Emasai, it says over there, when do we divide it up? Is man she'in shneim rotsin, right? This is only a case, the rule of dalet amos for each one is only when they both, not, we don't have a case where both parties want to divide it up. Avo bizman, shneim rotsin, but if they both want to divide it, afilo pachas mikan cholkin, even if there's less than dalet amos per person, they still can divide it up. So why would I need this Mishnah to teach us that if they want to, they can divide it up? Imei hasam, because the Gemara answers, if it would just be from there, havamina afilu pachos mikan, I would have thought that even less than this, b'mesipes ba'alma, they should just build a fence made out of sticks, something very wimpy. Kamash malan, hacha, kosel. So it teaches us over here that they dafka have to build a wall, even though they're agreeing to divide up something which is less than the shear. So ask the Gemara now, v'lisneha v'lolisnehach. So why not just have our Mishnah, and you won't need the Mishnah later on, what was it, Daf Chaf Beis, that says that you, that if it's less than dalet amos each, they can still agree to divide it up. So Gemara says, no, seifa itzterichale. They needed the seifa of the next, of the later Mishnah to be taught. And what is the seifa of the Mishnah? V'kisve hakodesh afal pisha shneim rotsim lo yachloku. But let's say they are partners on a Tanakh or some other sefer that's written in the scroll in those days. Even if they both want to divide it up, they are not allowed to divide it up because that is not bekavadik to the sefer. Okay, we're skipping the Lishna Achrina in the parentheses and we're going to the two dots. Okay, b'may ukimta limasnis. So how have we now established the Mishnah? B'she'ein ba din chalukah. It's not a full dalet amos for each one. I b'she'ein ba din chalukah ki ratzu mai havi. So if it's less than dalet amos for each one, who cares if they wanted to? Nehadri b'hu, let them just back out at this point. They should be able to back out and not have to build the wall. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, shekanu miyadan. No, they made a kinyan to this effect. Who cares if they made a kinyan? Kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. So it's just words, meaning what did they do? What did they do to solidify this kinyan? Let's say they made a kinyan sudor or something like that, but it was just a kinyan to an agreement, and that's not a binding kinyan when it comes to dividing up the property. So answers the Gemara, b'shekanu miyadan b'ruchos. Right, so they actually made a kinyan while going to different parts of the chatzar and showing this part is mine, this part is yours, and that actually solidifies it to the extent that now they can't go back on it. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a different teretz. Kigon shehalach zeh betoch shelo v'hechzik, v'zeh betoch shelo v'hechzik. No, they made a formal kinyan, not a kinyan chalipin, a kinyan sudar. Rather, each guy made a special kind of chazaka. He plowed a special area. He did something which demonstrated ownership on his half of the chatzar. And now that half belongs to him, and the other guy did the same on his half. Okay. So we said, Malkum Shenog, Livnos, right? When the custom is to build with Gvil, Gazes, Kfis, and Levain, etc., you go Kaminik Amedina. So now the Gemara is going to define the terms that we have in the Mishnah. So what is Gvil? Avne Delo Mishafya. So it's stones that were not smoothed out, they were not sanded down. Gazes, what is Gazes? Avne de Mishafya. It's also stones, but it's stones that were squared off, they're smoothed out. Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Kol eile avanim yikaros kemidas gozis. All of these things are expensive stones, and they were made like gozis, meaning they were sanded out and to make nice and smooth. This was referring to in the building of the base hamikdash. What are kfisin? Arche, those are bricks. Levainin, what are levainin? Livne, those are also bricks, meaning, so kfisin are arve, those are half bricks, and levainin are full bricks. Amar le Rabba Bre de Ravala Rabashi, mi mai de Gvil Avne de lo Meshafya Ninu. How do you know that Gvil refers to stones that were not smoothed out? Bahai Tefach Yisera Lemursha de Karnasa. And therefore, why would the wall be one tefach thicker? Because you have to give a little bit of extra space for the edges that jut out that would have been sanded down otherwise. Dilma, Rather, I'm sorry, maybe, palga de gazesu, maybe it's a gvil is half of a gazes, v'hai tefach yisera, libeni urve hu. So he says, maybe the extra tefach of thickness is that you have to fill in the spaces between the half stones that with cement. So he says, kidika amrina, and as we said, kfisin arche levain and livne. Kfisin are half bricks, and yet they are one tefach wider, the wall is one tefach wider than full bricks. V'hai tefach yisera levaini urbe. And the whole reason that it's a tefach wider is because you have to fill in the space in between the half bricks with cement. So Amarle, he answered back with a rhetorical comment. Ulatamech, according to your reasoning, kfisin arche Archimenal. How would we know that kfisin are actually half bricks? Ella gemara gemirila. So we have a tradition what the Mishnah means. So gvil nami abni delo meshafia gemara gemirila. We also have a tradition that gvil means bricks that were not smoothed out. Igadamri, another explanation of this gemara. Amri le ravacha brei de ravavoya le ravashi mimai dehai kfisin archin. And how do you know that kfisin are half bricks? Vahai tefach yisera leveini urbe. And how do you know that the reason that the wall is a tefach wider is due to the cement that's put in between the bricks? Dilma mai kfisin avde delo meshafian. Maybe kfisin are the stones that haven't been smoothed out. Vahai tefach yisera lemursha de karnasa. And the whole reason it's an extra tefach is that there are the corners that stick out because they weren't smoothed out. As Gemara says, kidikam rinun, as we say, gvil avne de lo meshafyan, gazis avne de meshafyan, v'ay tefach yisera lemurshe de karnasa, because we have a tradition that gvil is stones that were not smoothed, and gazis is smoothed out stones, and we need the extra tefach for the corners that were not smoothed out. So Amar Leis, he says back, dim latameh gvil avni de lo meshafyan menol. How do you even know that? Ella gemara gemirila. So you have a tradition for that. Hachanami gemara gemirila. So too by the bricks, we have a tradition that is what they were. So we know what the words of the Mishnah means because we have a tradition as to the meaning, and leave it at that. Amar Abaye, shma mina kol beni orbe tefachani. So from this whole discussion, we can prove that how much area was needed for the cement in between the two sets of bricks. It is one tefach. But hani mili, these words are only said betina, when you're making the cement out of mud or clay. Aval berichsa, but if it's made with a little bit of a, like gravel, that they would mix the cement with the gravel, ba'itfe, then it actually needs to be more cement, more than a tefach. Ve'ika da'amri, and there are those who argue, they say, hani mili berichsa, the one tefach worth of cement in between the stones, that specifically with gravel. Aval betina, lo boy kulihai, but for mud cement, you don't need that much. It's the softer cement. If you look at the way we build brick walls nowadays, they don't use a tefach's worth of cement in between each brick. So too, maybe in those days also, they didn't need so much. So lameimra, now the Gemara has a kasha. Do you mean to say, the begazis, when it comes to gazis, the kol dalet amos gova, ihavi pusya chamisha koi, ilo, lo, that if you build it 4 amos tall, that it, only if it is 5 tvachim thick, it will stand, and if not, it will not stand? Vaha amatraxin, but what about the amatraxin in the Beis HaMikdash? There was a wall that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was called the Amatraxin. Dehave gavoa tlasin amhasa. It was 30 amos high. Velo have pusya elashis pushche. And it was only 6 tvachim wide. So vikamen, it obviously stood. It didn't fall over. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. How could we have these dimensions that it has to be a 4 amos wide wall, and it seems like we're frivolously making it necessary to make it 5 tvachim thick when a much thinner wall would suffice? So the Gemara answers, Kevadika tefach yisera ko'i. No. Maybe the answer is very simple. That 6 tvachim, meaning 5 plus 1, that thickness of the foundation will make the wall stand no matter how tall it is. It could even be 30 amos tall. It will still stand. Okay, now the Gemara asks, Uva Mikdash Sheni, my time elo avud amatraxin. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they only had a paroches separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why didn't they build an amatraxin? Why didn't they build a wall separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Ki koi, so the Gemara answers, when it stands, betlusin koi, it stands with six tvachim wide, it can be 30 amos high. Tvei lo koi, but it can't be taller than 30 amos. So the answer is that the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos tell us that the second Beis HaMikdash, at least in the Binyan Hordas, was 40 amos tall. So the Amatraxim would have had to be 40 amos tall, and they would have had to make it thicker than 6 Tvachim, and they didn't want to do this. And how do we actually know that the second Beis HaMikdash was taller than the first Beis HaMikdash? Dichsiv, because it says, Gadol yeh kavod habayis hazeh ha'acharon min harishon, that the glory of the later Beis HaMikdash would be more so than the first Beis HaMikdash. Rav Shmuel, so this is subject to a discussion of Rav and Shmuel, v'amri la Rav Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar, chadam ar bivinyin. So one mandarma says, what does it mean that the second Beis HaMikdash will be greater than the first Beis HaMikdash? So one mandarma says, it'll be a taller building. And the others say, going now to Gimel Amud Beis, Bishanim, it will last more years. The Isalaha, and both of them actually took place. So it stood taller than the first Beis HaMikdash, and it lasted for 10 extra years. The first Beis HaMikdash was 410 years, and the second Beis HaMikdash was 420 years.